With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nothing official just yet, but President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a peace plan to pause fighting and release some hostages. He says this is the first step toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. President Trump is going after Democratic leaders in Illinois.
The president wrote online that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, both Democrats, should be jailed for opposing his deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. He claimed that they're failing to protect ICE officers. National Guard troops from Texas are now positioned outside Chicago, despite a lawsuit by the state and city to block their deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Eric Kelly, the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, says both parties need to come together to reach a solution to end the shutdown.
No American should ever have to choose between serving their country and feeding their family. No, that's not what America is all about. This is not who we are. But that's exactly the choice being faced by federal employees who are furloughed or working without pay.
Randy Irwin is president of the National Federation of Government Employees.
We are in a dangerous spot in this country when the president thinks that he can just, ignore laws that are written in plain English. That law that you must give back pay to federal employees, okay? That is written in plain English, and he's just telling the American people that he's going to ignore it.
In the meantime, on Capitol Hill, it's all talk and no go. Republicans and Democrats blaming one another for the shutdown. Democrats say the fault lies with the GOP. Republicans say the Democrats are not serious about ending the stalemate. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supreme Court hearing arguments in the latest LGBT case, weighing the constitutionality of conversion therapy laws passed by about half the states. Justices hearing a suit from a Christian counselor challenging a Colorado law that prohibits therapy aimed at helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. He says the law violates the freedom of speech by barring from offering help. This is SRN News. British police say they have disrupted a criminal network suspected of smuggling up to 40,000 stolen mobile phones from the UK to China in the last year. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Police say the operation is the largest ever staged to tackle phone theft.
Stop. Turn around.
Police body cam footage shows the arrests of two men aged in their 30s in northeast London on suspicion of handling stolen goods. A popular method the criminals use is e-bike snatching. The Metropolitan Police handout shows a bike rider snatching a phone from a woman at a London bus stop and later an arrest.
Meanwhile, a total of 46 people thus far arrested in the operation, including two men who were detained in London last month on suspicion of handling stolen goods after 2,000 phones were found in their car and addresses linked to them. More details at srnnews.com.